Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf Shir Spanso Lulish Vasarim Yaakov Sholom Aleha Basitzchok. We're holding Bo'abasra Daf Choftes. In this Daf, the Pirush of Rashi and Bo'abasra ends, and we switch into the Pirush of the Rashbam. And interesting to point out over here a few things regarding Pirush Rashi and regarding the relationship between Rashi and the Rashbam. And really, most of it is brought down in the Shema Gedolim of the Chidah. So one error that's bothering many of the Loimdim is we know that Rashi wrote Pirush on many Masechtas. Why in Bor Basra he stops in the middle? They did every other Masechta before Bor Basra and then he ended in Bor Basra. So the Chidah brings over there that Rashi did three editions of his Pirush on Shas. And what we have is the third edition. And that third edition, he was so careful in the Lashon, as we'll see in a moment. And that was the most clean edition of Rashi. Now, after that Rashi, as he's doing his third edition, and he's correcting the other editions, he did a Pirush in the entire Shas, then he did a second edition, and the third edition, it wasn't going in order. And he stopped at the Mor Babasar while all the Masechtas are either finished the third edition, or we have the original edition that he had before that. The Chidah right before that, in the note, points out an interesting story between Rashi and the Rashbam. Says, he finds that Reb Chaim Vital wrote in his Ksaviat that Rashi, after his Ptiro, came in a dream to the Rashbam, and he woke him up, and he told him, listen, I taught you everything, you know, everything that I could have given you in Torah I gave you, except the Kriya of Shema Ne'elam, the Shema HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to read Shema Ne'elam, I did not teach you yet, and I want to teach it to you right now. And then he woke him up, and he taught him that Piyush. And adds the Chidah, do you see from here, Goydel Gdushasoy V'Tekiv Gdulasoy? They did not want to teach the Rashbam the Soyd and how to read Shema Ne'elam because he wasn't sure if the Rashbam was right to that. He didn't know. So he had to go to Shemaim, get permission, get a scum in Shemaim that the Rashbam was right, and then Rashi came down to the world to teach the Rashbam this extra Pirush. So we see over here that the Rashbam is really a Talmid Muvuk of Rashi and is a Hemshech of Rashi. To the degree the Rashi came down from Shemayim to teach him one part of a Torah that he wasn't able to deliver to him yet. The Chidah adds in another note that he heard from Peh Kodosh Rav Muflok, that's his quoting, that Rashi did 613 Taniyos before he wrote his Pirush al Torah. Meaning the Pirush al Torah is a different level than the Pirush on Gemara. And he brings the Binu Tam, the brother of the Rashbam, said, so when my Rebbe, my grandfather, wrote on Shas, I could do that as well. That's the Taisa thing that we have, Rabbi Nutam. But to write a Pirush and Torah, that I can't do. That's too much. And the Chidah ends and says like this. Look in the end of the Sefer Mamar Ha'itim, or Mamipano. Then the end of the Sefer Mamish, there's a Maise Mimikubol Godol Pele Ve'afle, and then you'll see the Rashi's Pirush is based on Soit. Now, this Mamar Ha'itim that the Chidah is referring to, you can find it in Hebrew books, but it's almost impossible to read. The print is very unclear. But what you do know is the end of the Sefer Mamar Ha'itim brings stories and shmuas from Reb Shimshon Maaseterpolya. And Reb Shimshon Maaseterpolya, we have another mukher, what's the story with Rashi? Because Reb Reuven Margolios, he wrote a mimer in the Koivitz called Hapoisik. There's a Koivitz came out called Hapoisik. In the first year, it's called Shona Aleph Beis. Simon Vav, Reuven Margolios, has there a Maimon on Rashi. And he brings there in the name of Reshim Maaseterpolya. So Reshim Maaseterpolya, for 20 years, he wanted to come and make an explain. He wrote a sefer to explain Divrei Rashi, to come and explain every word that Rashi means to say. Once he finished the sefer after 20 years, he realized the sefer is too big, it's too large. Nobody's able to learn it. You have to learn, that's the only thing you can learn your whole life. So then, for another 20 years, he worked very hard until he cleaned up and he shortened the beer that he had on Rashi, Achasoy Soilis Nikio. And once he did that, so then he saw that what he wrote and what Rashi wrote is exactly the same. Mibli Yitur V'chosen. Meaning, if you go and you do a Pirush, you fix it, and you fix it, and you fix it, you minap and you clean it, you get the Pirush Rashi. Now, the only thing is that Reuven Margolios clearly learns, let's talk about Pirush Rashi al Shas. In the Chidah's Mashma, that has to do with Pirush Rashi al Torah. The story that he mentions from the Mekubal, Mashma is speaking about the Pirush Rashi al Torah. But if we take a Reuven Margolius understanding, he's talking about a Pirush Rashi al Hashas, so then you can come and see and understand the transition here. We go from Rashi to the Rashbam. The Pirush Rashi is a Pirush Mekutzer. It says it in a short way. It says everything that needs to be said. It's a void de gdolah that only Rashi could have done. The Rashbam, his grandson Chavivo, the Tarn called Torah Kulo, when he comes to write a Pirush, he can't write it so short. And you see that right away in the last Rashi and the first Rashbam. Because the last Rashi speaks about the words Alama Omar Anachman. It says Rashi Lekaman Mishmaitzin. That's all. The Rashbam says in the same Yerom Atchil, Alama Omar Anachman Lekor Mishmaitzin Gabei Machzib Kaka Chaber Bozul Yidach Vaisi. The Rashbam to say the same idea, and he has a much greater Arichus. And that is the chiluk between the Pirush Rashi and the Pirush of the Rashbam, his grandson, who is his rightful Tamid. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list to Hotsko, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.